After a shooting this week of a man by three Pasco police, a handful of demonstrators waved an American flag and signs in support of the officers Thursday. This follows Wednesday's demonstration that supported the family of the man who was shot and killed. Correspondent Anna King reports from outside Pasco City Hall.
These demonstrators smiled, held signs, and waved to passersby. Others drove by honking in opposition. One passenger driving by even yelled, "Don't shoot," with his hands up in the air out of the car. 29-year-old Chris Black says he's an Iraq War veteran, and he wanted to come support the police.
I think the system needs to be given time for the proper channels and investigation to be done before we start screaming and yelling at people, saying, "Hey, we want answers." It's a process. Let's respect that process.
Still, many believe the shooting was unjust or too much force was used when a man throwing rocks and running from the police was shot on a Pasco sidewalk near a busy grocery store. I'm Anna King in Pasco.